Patch gone fishing all the time. He be gone fishing too.
Well, it's getting a little bit harder to go fishing all the time. Leaf, you do have a smile on your face, but I gotta think that maybe on the inside, it's not as big a smile as it could be.
You know, it's bittersweet.
yeah.
I think this little river by this time of the year could always use the break from the poking and the kicking and the prodding.
Well, that's for sure.
And it just, like I've said before, kicks us in the booty to make us all go do something a little different instead of just being creatures of habit and doing the same thing all the time.
So, Medow River is closed.
That is correct. Although, I will still be fishing all the time. Because there's still a few of the beautiful tributaries open, like Boulder Creek and... You know, some of those up a little bit higher. Early Winter's Creek is another one I like right now. So, you know, there's those as far as moving water in the valley goes. And you just really cannot beat our lowland lakes for size of fish and just beautiful quality fisheries. I know that the Medow River way more often than not steals the show. But, you know, it's such a wonderful thing to be out on these lakes at this time of the year where... you're there for the color change, you know, as you've seen just this last few days. Holy cow, we've got some real change happening in the color, and it's just beautiful. And I really do look forward to it. I always squeeze every last drop I can get out of the river, but the whole while, like, fighting off the urge, only because I know without a steelhead season that I won't have another chance. So just fighting off the urge to go do some of these lakes that are great.
Well, I'm always fond of the smaller streams. That's just kind of where I grew up. I like them.
And we talk a lot about the Tenkara thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's just sort of my style. I kind of fell in love with fishing and tying my own flies and catching fish on those flies in that size of stream.
Totally.
You know what I mean? It's just like part of your childhood or something.
Oh,
you know?
And how? I mean, I grew up on Libby Creek, you know, so I spent limitless hours fishing Libby Creek. And some people might not even think that Smith Creek is an actual creek, that it's just dry. It actually is a creek. It's back there. It was just over the hill from my neighbor's house, my buddy's house. And we'd go over there and catch little fish right there. And we could follow that creek all the way to where it bubbled up out of the ground up there past his house.
Oh, cool.
I've always loved it. I've always loved little streams. And I've plenty of times hiking, I would just come down and make a Tenkara pole out of a piece of a bush as I go by. A little willow bush is always the best. But now that I found Tenkara rods, that's perfect. And they're telescoping, so you can throw them into your backpack like the size of a paper towel roll.
Yeah.
And it's just perfect.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, it's like the big boy's version of being a kid again.
A professional style cane rod.
Yeah.
So we're doing that, you know. I'm going to head out to just all these lowland lakes. There's some great ones, and I should probably throw out some names for folks.
I was going to ask you, where you been going? Where are you hearing from?
Well, I've heard great things from Cougar Lake, that little gem in the fall, quite known for being a great fall lake. Has been kind of out, down and out for a little while with the flooding that's come into there ever since the, I guess that was Carlton Complex pretty much that did that one.
And I think that's right, yeah.
I heard from a good reliable source that there's some very nice sized fish around 14, 15 inches in there right now, which is a little bigger than average in there. So finally made a comeback there so that people can add that back to their fall fare as well. Campbell and Davis Lake, of course, and then some bigger than average coming out of Big Twin as well.
Okay.
I would imagine that Little Twin is fishing as it always does, which is usually quite well. And then fish coming out of Aspen Lake, too, which has been kind of, has had its ups and downs. Mm-hmm. But sounds like there's quite a few fish in there. Great little hike to be had going up past that lot of that, once again, very nice lake there at Frost that we always ask people drive slowly as they go up to that thing. And then just keep on driving slowly past that thing. And you'll go through a series of these soft gates, barbed wire, old school ranch gates, and you take those down, put them back up so the horses don't get out. But that's all WDFW land. As far as I know, it's still maybe kind of a working ranch on top of that through some sort of land lease kind of deal. But it is WDFW land. You can follow that kind of Jeep track up there. It's got a little bit of a rut right down the middle of a lot of the time that I've been able to straddle with a Subaru, but if you goof up, you'd be high centered. So maybe take your four-wheel drive or just be careful on that little track. But if you follow it on past Frost, just about another I don't know, a mile or so, you'll come to a metal gate you can't pass, a WDFW gate. Mm-hmm. You hike about another mile. You're going on foot at that point. Up a road, up and around the mountain. It kind of just bears to the left and up, and it goes all the way to the lake there. You could definitely carry a little pack tube, and I would definitely recommend you mm-hmm. do it. But I love that lake. I've caught some really nice fish out of it.
Well, it's the time of year to do it, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, fall also marks that time where I start going over to Omak Lake again, and I start definitely having my funnest times on Rufus Woods. I love this time of the year over there because you just could kind of see any sort of fish in there. A lot of those upper Columbia red bands will pass over over Grand Coulee mm-hmm. and make it down to that system. And you'll know when you have one of those on because it'll be about 200 feet away in about a second and a half.
Yeah. Now, tell me your thoughts. Is it necessary to have a boat on Rufus?
It's not necessary to have a motorboat. It is definitely necessary.
You got to get away.
You do. If you're on the shore, you're going to be hating it because you're going to just. I've caught fish from shore. Don't get me wrong, but holy cow, more often than not, I've just been teased, and they're just out there about 20 feet past where you could cast. So even if it's just a little pontoon boat, which is how I usually am doing it, you just need to get out there, find yourself one of the more slack water bays where you're not going to get pushed downstream because the current doesn't look like it, but it is there. It is somewhat strong in there. So, but if you can find a large bay that's got kind of a flats area to it, averaging somewhere in that, you know, 6 to 10, 15 foot deep, that's when you're really going to find some good fishing. And it's really just, last year I remember at this time, my first trip over or second trip over, I think I got like, we were talking about it on the report, it was some ridiculous amount, like 14 or 15 fish to hand. And these fish, my biggest one was about 14, 15 pound rainbow. Man, so, boy, just a good time. My reels and my rods got a great workout that day. And so, you know, now is the time where I'm also just really looking forward to, and I have been looking forward to, going over to the Cascade and the Skagit.
Right. That's part of your repertoire these days.
Yeah. Yeah. Medhow Fishing Adventures has expanded. We're straddling ever, you know, so slightly both sides of these Cascade Mountains. With my long legs here.
Yeah.
So we're going to be running some trips there on the Cascade and Skagit, Graham and I. Like I said, he's very familiar with the Skagit area, and I've been familiarizing myself with parts of the upper Skagit and the whole Cascade that you can fish, which is not as much as I would like, but, you know, getting a good repertoire down over there. And
you're learning how to do it.
Yeah, having some fun. I really look forward to my trips over there. You never know when you might see some chanterelles or lobster mushrooms as you're kicking down the trail, so you do a little... There again, like in the spring, we're talking cast and pick, although it be at Morell's then. Now it could be that coastal or that west side varietal, which you never know which way to go. So,
well, that must make your job fun.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah. And, you know, between Graham and I, as I said, we can offer not only walk wade, but boat trips on the Skagit and the Cascade too.
Cool.
So just looking forward to a sort of a switching of gears, you know, definitely not stopping. Just going to be doing some different stuff and having grown up here all my life and fishing this river and these lakes high and low for the better part of 40 plus years now. I kind of look forward to these new and different things to do that are a lot of the time just as fun, just maybe a little bit more moist, a little bit more fungus or mold or whatever, mildew on that side.
Yeah.
But yeah, looking forward to it.
Cool.
So as usual, you know, this would be a great time to go check out North 40.
Yeah.
The folks over there at the Fly Shop are always a great resource for the Okanagan Valley side of these lakes. I don't get enough time to get over there, but there are just a ton of lakes that I would love to fish more. Keith and the guys at the North 40 Fly Shop, they just have a list at all times. They have the bugs listed that you need. They have them available there for purchase. And, you know, you can get yourself in there and make sure your clothes are all warm and dry for this upcoming cold season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that all your stuff is lined up for the switchover from moving water to still water or inland to other side bigger fisheries like that. So
cool.
Check them out over there at the Omak Fly Shop at north40flyshop.com online. You can also order anything right to your door, and we thank them for sponsoring this fishing report right here.
Betcha.
And as always, if you need some fishing tips or would like to book a trip, just get a hold of me at 509-429-7298 on the old interwebs at madoffishingadventures@gmail.com. Check out the blog or podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop and take care. Y'all get that fish right on.
Baby, scalp them all down. Little fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to make. Come on with my pole and my line. I'm going fishing. Mama's going fishing and the baby going fishing too. Oh, somebody do.